In part one of last week's Czechs in History, we focused on Czech adventure and ethnologist Alberto Vojtěch Fritsch's journeys to South America, where he befriended the Chamacoco Indians in Paraguay. At the end of his third journey in 1908, he learned to his dismay that the Chamacoco were being decimated by a mysterious illness. Through a curious mix of circumstances, he ended up bringing one of them, the son of a tribal leader named Červuish, back to Prague, and they soon became good friends. A burden of responsibility for the South American, however, lay heavily on the ethnologist, and it was of utmost importance to find a cure for his illness. Ivona Fritschová, the wife of the ethnologist's grandson, says a solution was eventually found and that batches of resulting medicine could be taken along when, in a year, Červuish headed back to South America. She told me the story when we met at Czech Radio recently.
Během pobytu v Praze se skutečně našel lék na...
During Červuish's stay in Prague, a student of biology uncovered the source of his illness. He had contacted Fritsch, hoping to study bodily samples for the possibility of unknown parasites. Such a parasite was indeed uncovered, and after that it was not difficult to concoct a simple but strong medicine capable of flushing the parasite out. They then produced batches of the medicine that would be brought back to South America to help Červuish's tribe.
Vlastně podařilo se celý ten kmen zachránit.
Alberto Vojtěch Fritsch was thrilled that a solution was found, but it would be some time before Červuish could return home. At the same time, the South American native marveled at life in the modern city. Before long, though, it became apparent that Červuish was at a disadvantage, requiring the guidance of the ethnologist even in the most ordinary of daily affairs. It was total culture shock, leading to many memorable incidents, some comic, some less so. Fritsch described his and the South American Indians' adventures in his writings, which Ivona Fritschová edited and published as a single volume in the early 1990s.
To je taková asi nejslavnější z těch historek.
Probably the most famous story was Červíček's run-in with the Prague police, which was later immortalized in a short story by Jaroslav Hašek. Červíček had seen beggars around the city and always felt terribly sorry for them and often gave them his full allowance, leaving nothing for himself. Fritsch was dismayed by this and soon forbid him from giving more than a single handout per day, and that led to a misunderstanding that became famous.
The incident, says Fritschová, happened when Červuish was walking on his own along the banks of the Vltava River and aimed to go through the famous tunnel at Vyšehrad, where at the time pedestrians were required to pay a toll to a uniformed officer. Červuish paid once, honoring his agreement with Fritsch, but on the way back was asked to pay again. The officer was playing a joke on him. But Červuish misunderstood and refused. The South American also thought that he was being challenged to a test of strength. And all too quickly, the police officer was thrown into the nearby river. Ivona Fritschová explains.
Z toho měl ten Indián Červuish velikou radost, protože oni měli...
Červuish was extremely pleased to be called out by what he thought was obviously an important person. At the time in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, officers had splendid uniforms and wore a large rooster feather in their helmets. He threw him in the water for one reason, so that the officer wouldn't be injured during his fall. This led to Červuish's arrest, but the Chamacoco thought he was being honored, taken in grand style to a palace where he was given his own cell, which included a fantastic delicacy, cockroaches scampering across the floor. In his mind, his arrest was actually a celebration of his victory.
Prostě považoval to, že to je oslava jeho velkého vítězství.
The book of Fritsch's writings published in the 90s is now out of print but awaiting a new edition. It was entitled Červíček, aneb indiánský lovec objevuje Evropu, or in English, Červíček, How a South American Hunter Discovered Europe. It featured original photos showing him in Prague, even drinking beer with Fritsch's entourage of actors and artists at the famous Prague pub U Fleku. The story on the banks of the river, though, is just one of several Červuish's misadventures described that were comic on the surface, but had more serious undertones. Albert Vojtěch Fritsch himself later realized that he had underestimated the risk of bringing Czerwuś to Europe, and for a while it appeared it would have tragic repercussions for the South American when he later returned home. Telling wondrous stories of life in Europe, he was first ridiculed and eventually ostracized by his people. Years later, long after they had parted, Fritsch was saddened to hear that the Chamococo had taken to drink, and he assumed the South American had come to a bad end. In fact, that's not what happened. Ivona Fritschová once again.
Fritsch brought Czerwuś home in 1909 and himself stayed in Paraguay until 1912. After that, he never returned and later thought that the Chamococo Indian had ended up badly. The last he heard was news in the 1920s. It was true Czerwuś had some bad times. He antagonized others by fighting for better rights based on his experiences in Europe. He became known as a big talker and was driven away. But in fact, things got better, and contrary to what Fritsch believed, he didn't die of drink. In later years, he became a highly respected figure among the Chamococo, knowledgeable on many subjects.
On byl ten, který jim uměl spoustu věcí vysvětlit.
Alberto Vojtěch Fritsch's own story also had a fascinating twist. Czech filmmakers tracing his footsteps in South America in the year 2000 learned of an elderly Chamococo woman related to the Czech ethnologist, a daughter he had had out of wedlock he probably never knew of and had never seen. Ivona Fritschová and her husband were stunned to learn of her existence, as well as of some 200 additional relatives in Paraguay, and a meeting was organized between their families.
Před 10 lety se dozvěděli, že máme v Paraguaji tetičku stoletou.
10 years ago we learned that we had an almost 100-year-old auntie named Hermina, and we eventually visited her and several generations of descendants. She must have been born around 1905. All her life she wanted to learn more about her European roots, and in the end she did, and of course it was an emotional meeting. It was amazing that she lived to such an old age under the harsh local conditions, and locals said that she lived as long as she did so she could finally meet her European family. She died in 2009 at the age of 104.
The family meeting prompted Ivona Fritschová and her husband to found a charity aimed at raising funds and helping the Chamococo in Paraguay in subsistence projects. In this sense, most unexpectedly, Alberto Vojtěch Fritsch's legacy lives on. And Ivona Fritschová says that there is now even work underway for a new feature screenplay on his remarkable life. Fritsch himself died in 1944. The former adventurer, who as a young man had killed a jaguar armed only with his knife, succumbed to blood poisoning. He had accidentally scratched himself on a nail in his beloved greenhouse. He was 62.